Shannon Halbert is a Labour Party MP, of course, the MP for Northcote, and has a background in education. Now, the government is considering reforms to vocational education that may reduce Māori representation and therefore Te Tiriti requirements, despite warnings from officials about potential negative impacts on Māori employers and learners. Thanks for joining us on the program, Shannon. Tēnā koe.
Tata Māori.
Kia ora, it's good to talk with you. And I wouldn't mind gauging your thoughts too on the 21-day ban that's been directed at Te Pāti Māori for their haka. We'll touch on that perhaps at the back end of our kōrero. But first to the vocational education reforms. Set us up by sharing with our listeners what's on the table and what we might expect before I pose a few pātai to you, please, Shannon.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, Dale. The whānau out there might remember that this government committed to disestablishing Te Pūkenga, which was a structure that brought together all of the polytechnics across Aotearoa New Zealand in response to particularly the financial challenges that the sector was and is currently facing. The government chose to disestablish that, and for a long period of time there has been a lot of uncertainty, both for kaimahi Māori but also for our learners that are in those systems. We've seen apprenticeships go down by 10% year on year. That was something that the Labour government was really proud of. But this week, Minister Penny Simmons put out the legislation to reform the vocational education sector. And one of the key issues in my early findings is that the commitment to Māori representation and achievement has really been unwound. This is at the same time that Penny Simmons has increased her own powers and influence in decision-making over the future structure. So I'm pretty disappointed about that. It means less representation for Māori in the overall council and structure alone, and that will impact on Māori learners.
So how could reducing Māori representation impact the system? What's going to happen?
Well, we know that polytechnics, and I was down Kahununu last week to speak with EIT, the Eastern Institute of Technology, well-known community polytechnic, and they have incredible partnerships with Ngāti Kahununu, as an example, have representation in their decision making, and a very good partnership that is reflective of Te Tiriti. Under a future model, that relationship won't be recognised. The minister hasn't gone and met with any iwi partners or discussed their representation with the local polytechnics. And so it's disappointing to see that Te Tiriti action, you know, taken away from a future model that affects hundreds and thousands of learners, both now and in the future across our polytechnic sector. We know that Māori have worked hard to be represented in those spaces. We all believe in mātauranga and knowledge to ensure that good work opportunities are available for our rangatahi, you know, and we know that also that Māori are still not doing as well as we need them and want them to be doing in the system. And so, you know, this is really a step backwards, Dale.
Tēnā koe. And just to let you know, Shannon is the Tertiary Education Spokesperson for Te Pāti Leipa, and also is on the Education and Workforce Select Committee. So we see the tertiary sector and polytechnics as the stepping stone to a brighter future for our people. They say that our way forward is through education. Many don't or aren't in a position to study at our noted university campuses and therefore do gravitate towards Te Wānanga Aotearoa, and all of the Eastern Institute of Technology, etc. Very important vehicles for eventual and future Māori empowerment. How restricting are the changes to having our people take part in this very important educational sector?
That's right. And, you know, the Minister's own officials, through the regulatory impact statement, warned that, you know, this removal and dilution of Māori representation will impact Māori in particular. But this is the model that the minister has chosen. This is on top of the issues that we see in the funding sector. I was at NorthTech as an example. They've seen the highest number of highest growth in enrolments in their Māori nursing program. But the government won't fund them for their over-enrolments because they have a capped funding environment. This is in a workforce area where we need more nurses. We need more Māori nurses in particular, but the government just isn't coming to the party here. And so, to have in legislation the removal of better representation for Māori, better facilities for Māori in regional areas, it's just a step backwards.
What are you going to do about it? What's in your armoury to challenge this move if it's going to eventually disadvantage our people, Shannon?
Well, communication hasn't been a strength of this minister. This is where a lot of the certainty has come from. Independent polytechs and institutions don't know which category that they will fit into. They don't know what their funding allocation or where they will be cut moving forward. So my job really is to hold the minister to account, to get the answers that we need, because while this legislation presents a structure, it doesn't actually provide any detail about the issues that are in front of the sector and how they're going to move forward from their current environment. We've seen a lot of turnover of kaimahi within the sector. We need that intelligence, in front of our young people, and we've got to make sure that both the polytechnics, the apprenticeship training that's in place, are really invested in to grow the workforce that we need moving forward. So I'm committed to that. I expect that the legislation will be up in Parliament next week, and I'm watching to see if they put this under urgency within the budget. That would be disappointing if, again, this government took away the opportunity for the public and the polytechs to be able to have their say.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Just finally, your thoughts on the Parliamentary Privileges Committee throwing the leaders of Te Pāti Māori out of the House, I think without pay, for 3 weeks, unprecedented in our political history, and, of course, Hana for 7 days. What are you reading into that finding?
I think part of this will be a win for Te Pāti Māori, they've really put their necks out on the line to resist the privileges process and to represent themselves. This is the consequence, but at the same time, the profile that they've been able to build as a result is very successful for them. At the same time, next week is our budget week. It's an opportunity for us all as Māori members of Parliament to constructively hold the government to account for the cuts and the decisions that they will be making for Te Iwi Māori. And their absence will be missed because it is strength in numbers. We needed them there alongside of us to hold the government to account, so they'll be missed in that sense.
Thanks so much for sharing some thoughts with us today. Shannon, always neat to have a cordial all with you, man. Ngā mihi.
Mauri ora.
Tēnā koe. Shannon Halbert with us there for Te Pāti Reipa.